In 1949, Minnesota had 147 game wardens. And, says Brainerd Enforcement Supervisor Tom Provost, that's actually what they were.
Perhaps 90% of what we did back then was just strictly game and fish enforcement. We were the game warden. So we were checking fishermen and trappers, hunters, and that was what we did.
To say those duties have mushroomed is an understatement. A quarter million more people hunt in Minnesota than did 50 years ago. 700,000 more go fishing. Add to that the development of snowmobiles, ATVs, high-powered boats, and hundreds of lakeshore ordinances. The only number that's actually shrunk is the number of officers who handle it all, from 147 in 1949 to 130 today.
We're very desperate. We have close to 20 vacancies at this time, and we don't have the money available right now to even put a small class together. In the next few years, it could get as high as 50 vacancies.
The weakened enforcement arm of the DNR is the most visible example of what officials call agency-wide belt tightening. In 1999, the DNR reduced its lake mapping and fish management programs. It trimmed efforts to minimize damage from nuisance bears and deer. It scrapped next year's moose hunting season. At a recent public meeting in Brainerd, Regional Administrator C.B. Bylander faced a room packed with outdoor enthusiasts to argue for what in the past has been an unpopular idea, to prop up the DNR's budget by raising hunting and fishing license fees.
It's similar to home maintenance or car maintenance. You can defer things for so long, for so long, for so long, and then all of a sudden, you got to put an investment in.
When Bylander set forth specifics, fishing licenses would go up a dollar, small game licenses two, and deer licenses three, to be matched with general fund money, there were few discontented rumbles. Though the agency perennially weathers accusations of inefficiency or incompetence, most of those at the meeting favored the increases. Some almost demanded them.
The best deal in the state of Minnesota's got to offer is a hunting license or a fishing license. It's that's reasonable. You can go out and spend $75 to see Bruce Springsteen for 2 hours. You can spend $13 and fish all summer. I mean, where can you beat that?
There seems, in fact, to be wide support for the proposal. Most of the state's hunting and fishing clubs are actively lobbying for it. Governor Ventura likes it, but some legislators say it's odd to talk about raising fees in a time of budget surpluses. When the DNR asked for similar increases last year, Representative Mary Liz Hoberg offered the amendment removing the hikes from the final bill. Hoberg agrees the agency needs more money, but says it should come from the general fund, not from license fees.
To what degree is the sporting community subsidizing tourism, bird watching, trail users, park users, and is that right from a policy perspective? I'm not hard-headed in regards to this. But I do think that it's a fairness issue and that we have to be fair to the sporting community.
As for those who are loudly asking that their fees be raised, Hoberg suggests they are members of activist sporting groups like the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association and a tiny percentage of those who actually hunt and fish. The DNR will hold 7 public meetings around the state this month to try to build support for its funding proposal. The first is tonight in Grand Rapids. Leif Enger, Minnesota Public Radio.